Hi, my name is Derek Story. I'm online editorial director for O'Reilly Media. I'm also a photographer and a writer. I was lucky enough to join some other great photographers and some folks from Adobe on the recent Adobe Lightroom Photoshop adventure to Iceland. Now, the evangelist for the Lightroom project, his name is George Jardine. He has his own podcast that he does on Lightroom. And after we got back from Iceland, I met with George in San Francisco, and we sat down and talked a little bit about the adventure. And mainly, though, what I wanted to focus on was the software itself, Adobe Lightroom, and kind of what our thoughts were after spending a week in this intensive Iceland environment, taking great shots and using Lightroom. So here's George, and I think you'll be interested in what he has to say. I'm with George Jardine, and he's the pro photography evangelist for Adobe and was a big part of the Lightroom adventure, not only in Iceland as we were all working together. George is a great photographer, and he's also, as we all know from listening to his podcast, knows quite a bit about Lightroom, too.
Thanks, Derek. Great to be here. Appreciate that.
So what we're going to talk a little bit about today is the actual process of, working on Lightroom in Iceland and a little bit of the thinking behind getting a bunch of photographers together and, going somewhere far away, taking a bunch of shots, and then seeing what we could do with them.
I got to say again, I think people that have listened to a few of the podcasts probably have heard this once before, but I got to say again that this project was a real home run in my mind in terms of getting the right group of photographers together with the right idea for the right project, the book and the application Lightroom, because Lightroom was designed sort of from the beginning for the serious amateur. We call them the passionate amateurs, as well as the pros. Wasn't really designed for commercial photographers, although it will certainly serve commercial photographers well, but really designed for those photographers who have aspirations of, that kind of National Geographic type of photography. That was sort of one of our design goals. And this project was also really great because it allowed some members of the team to get out and get that real-world experience that we could then bring back to the team. I mean, I'm a very active photographer, and I shoot a lot on weekends. I shoot in the evenings, constantly shooting lots of pictures. But the Iceland trip brought a whole new focus to, in my mind, to what Lightroom needs and what the real needs of high-volume shooting professionals and advanced amateurs are. So really great project. We brought a lot of information back to the engineers, and I think the program's going to be better for it.
Yeah, it was totally exciting. I have to say, we had talked before. The first part of the week, we were shooting. All of us were trying to get good source material and also trying not to embarrass ourselves, because we were these great photographers, John McDermott, John Isaac, Michael Reichman, Bill Atkinson, on and on and on. So we were just trying to hold our own with these folks. But then the second part of the week where we all sat, we had this big room, and we'd all get together every night, usually around 11 o'clock or so, and then go as long as we could. And we would photo it together. We would work on Lightroom together. And, it's something that I just don't think I could have done, George, if I was sitting in my own office, by myself. I don't think I would have gotten as much out of the application and wouldn't have had people coming over to, hey, look at this, or look at that slider, or look at this effect that I can get. And that part, I found that was wildly stimulating. First of all, George, you and I were there, when we were taking pictures. We're just trying not to, get our butts kicked, actually, with these guys. And, we're both good photographers. I mean, in our circles, we're probably the best photographers people know, but, we're out with great photographers. So then, we brought all these images back to the workroom and we were helping each other work on them. And, we were asking you a lot of questions because, you were one of the sources that we went to. But did you observe anything, as you were immersed in this bunch of photographers working in Lightroom that you hadn't noticed, when you were just, when you've worked on it, with other people or even worked on it yourself or talking to the engineers? Did new things come to light or Did you have any insights about how photographers work? You know, any of that kind of minor revelation stuff?
Well, different groups of photographers tend to approach these software applications in different ways. And I guess one of the things I was a little bit surprised at was that with this particular group, I didn't hear a loud call for a file browser. This group really seemed to get the idea that the database works for you, and that it's worth the extra overhead of importing your images in terms of later being able to keyword them, manage them with the metadata, apply metadata easily across large groups of images, that kind of thing. So I guess, you know, just recently with the Pixmatic acquisition, we've been hearing from a whole new group of customers that are very accustomed to working with a file browser. So that group came on really loud and strong with the pleas for a file browser. And, you know, frankly, with Lightroom, we're developing an entirely new application from the ground up, and we're challenging a lot of the existing concepts. And we see photographers shooting much higher volumes of images now that digital capture is a viable reality. And so we made the choice to go with the database from the beginning because of where we see those volumes going and those needs for manipulation of metadata and finding your images using the metadata and so on. So we're very comfortable with that decision, and we want to build the database to be robust enough to satisfy all of the photographer's requirements. We're going to get the speed up. We're going to give you the speed and the flexibility of the file browser, but we're not going to do it in exactly the same ways that you're used to seeing it done, for instance, with Bridge or with Raw Shooter. So, yes, there was a bit of a surprise after hearing the drumbeat for the file browser with so many of our users for so long to go into a group of relatively sophisticated computer users and photographers and find that they just jumped right into it and got it.
I absolutely agree. They did get it. And it was interesting. You know, they did their photo editing. You know, they got the right shots. They did, you know, some keywording and rating and so forth. But they didn't really talk about it much. It seemed like what they wanted to jump into was the develop module, and that was where all the activity seemed to be. And certainly, you know, my observations were a lot of the buzz was.
Yeah, the develop module just, you know, it's giving photographers a whole new universe of control over their images. And I'm not going to say it's going to happen in version one, but when we get around to doing some more types of localized image editing, I think you're going to find Lightroom just sort of eclipses anything you could imagine you could do with your photographs digitally previous to this. So yeah, the develop module is definitely where a lot of the action is.
Well, it's very photographer friendly. It uses terms we're familiar with. It's intuitive. You don't feel like I'm trying to figure out what again is the difference between multiply and screen. It's very natural terms, and you just play with the sliders, and pretty soon, you know, and the palette itself is designed as a bit of a workflow, right? Isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. So early on, you know, the words we were using in the development discussions were visual and intuitive and discoverable, and those are some of the key concepts around the things that drove our design decisions. And we very much wanted the develop module to be a visual environment. You've got to have some kind of control. You've got to have some kind of slider or knob or button or something that you twist to adjust the different parameters. But for instance, the curves display, we find that a lot of photographers just don't get what it means or why they should be putting points on a curve and dragging parts of it up or down. I'm making little motions with my hands here, you can't see. And immediately when they first look at Lightroom Develop Module, they say, where are my, you know, the more advanced photographers say, where are my points? Where on the curve? I want to be able to move these things up or down. And with a little gentle coaxing, we're usually able to say, you know, as a photographer, what do you want to be able to do with your image? Not as a computer jockey, as a photographer. Well, you want to be able to set your black point. You want to be able to set your white point. You want to be able to raise the brightness or the luminosity of your quarter tones, your mid-tones, or your three-quarter tones. And you generally would probably feel pretty comfortable doing that as a photographer visually. So let's look at the picture and stop looking at the curve, okay? And look at the picture and start learning how to use those sliders that specifically target the shadows, the highlights, the quarter tones, the three-quarter tones, and thinking about what you see in your photograph. What do you want to see in your photograph? And then having the tools there that easily let you get there. It's just, it's a slight shift in thinking, but we really wanted to design Lightroom to be for photographers that were not expert computer jockeys, but who were well-schooled and visually educated in the art of photography and knew how to take those skills into the computer to make their pictures look better.
It was fun to watch this process happen because, yes, in the beginning, people, they were a little lost. You know, they were used to working in ACR or whatever and trying to get their feet wet. And then fairly quickly, suddenly the light bulbs would start to go on. And then you go, oh, wow, I can do this, I can do that. And literally, most people, it was less than working in Lightroom for, one session. And they were just motoring along and doing a great job. Of course, it helped. We were sharing tips with each other. So you had that group environment going. But just watching people switch and really get the hang of this thing, it was really exciting stuff.
Yeah, I guess I anticipated, joy and freedom and happiness and had a little frustration there in the first couple of days with people getting over that initial hump. I think they got it. I think people really, really like what they're seeing now that they've been immersed in that situation. But for me, a big takeaway on the project is how we're going to have to get people over that first little speed bump and what kinds of educational materials we might be needing and seminars and that kind of thing. So I'm doing a little brainstorming on what those educational materials might look like and how we might best get people up to speed with Lightroom, because it is a very different application than Photoshop.
And, quite honestly, not everyone gets to sit around with a bunch of Adobe experts and great photographers as they learn Lightroom either.
Yeah, I guess I'm lucky that way. I've recently been spending quite a bit of time in Denver, and I find that when I come back to San Jose, I'm just dying to get into some of the Lightroom meetings just so that I can continue to absorb the new thinking and where the features are going, because, it's that immersion that helps me be able to go back out and speak fluently to the photographers about how to best use the product.
So, George, first and the last thing I wanted to tell you, we're talking a lot about the application right now, but I really enjoyed your shots. And do you have a place where people can go see more of your stuff?
Yes, actually, I've got a little blog up at mulita.com. That's MULITA.com. That domain was named after a special friend. So mulita.com/blog has some links to some of the web galleries that I've posted, and I think we might see a few of those photos show up on the O'Reilly website too, I hope.
Oh, I think they might get there, and as well as this little conversation we're having right now. Thanks a bunch, George. I hope we get to shoot together again soon.
Thanks, Derek. We're going to make that happen.
Well, I really enjoyed sitting down with George again and talking about Iceland, but more importantly, talking about Adobe Lightroom. I think this beta application is going to evolve into something that serious photographers really like when the final version comes out, probably later this year. If you want to find out more about the Lightroom Adventure, we have an adventure page on the O'Reilly Digital Media site, and you can find it by going to http://digitalmedia.oreilly.com/adventure. This is Derek Story for O'Reilly Media. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation.